Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters out there, the avid book readers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. Muslims are brothers and sisters in their communities, and as members of the same community with the same goals and interests, we should act constructively towards each other. While trying to perfect ourselves, we should also help other members of the Muslim community develop themselves. Sometimes this may involve offering constructive criticisms, but it never requires backbiting. By talking behind someone's back, we deny them the right to defend themselves. We make a negative impression of them in other people's opinion. And worse yet, we might be wrong about what we're saying. Furthermore, we're not helping our community members, we're just hurting them. Backbiting is strongly condemned in Islam. If we think someone has a problem they should address, why not say it to their face rather than behind their back? The Quran describes backbiting as an act that is as disgusting as eating the meat of our dead brother. Backbiting is categorized as a major sin in Islam, next to adultery, lying, murder, and others. The Prophet considered backbiting like murder. He says that the prayers and fasting of a person who talks behind someone's back is rejected for 40 days, unless he is forgiven, of course. Backbiting is a sin, and so is listening to it. Don't give backbiters an audience. So there are various elements that might push us to talk behind someone's back. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're frustrated. But sometimes it's because we're absolutely selfish. Some people want to show others that they're better. That's a terrible plan. Some people feel the need to seem like they know stuff that others don't. Again, why fill that inner emptiness by hurting others? The late Falsafi points to an interesting element that pushes some people to backbite. They know of a disadvantage that they have, but instead of fixing themselves, they call others out so they don't seem like they are the only one with that bad trait. So anyway, backbiting is a sign of weakness, a person who cannot control their whims or cannot resolve their issues in an honorable way. Today, we want to talk about backbiting. Stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and we're talking about backbiting. Today's text describes backbiting as an enormous sin, yet overlooked by Muslims that often take this very lightly and often freely indulge in this very sinful act. The picture of backbiting as a severe offense is made clear by highlighting its evil consequences on individuals and society. The author provides compelling evidence on the severity of this sin with numerous quotes from the Quran and Hadith. The book is called Backbiting, and it has been published by Peer Muhammad Ibrahim Trust. Peer Muhammad Ibrahim Trust is a center in Pakistan and is devoted to translating and publishing Islamic contents. You can download this book for free from al-islam.org. So I have the book in front of me right now. It comes in 26 pages. It talks about Islam and its perfect code of conduct, backbiting as a cause of enmity, evil effects of backbiting, words of wisdoms, and finally, a conclusion and a publisher's note. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back to read an excerpt from the book Backbiting from Pir Muhammad Ibrahim Trust, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. We'll be reading page 14, Reaction to Backbiting. Don't go away.
7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We're about to read an excerpt from the book Backbiting from Pir Muhammad Ibrahim Trust. We're on page 14, Reaction to Backbiting. We may come across a person who, as a reaction to backbiting, may become obstinate in his evil deed and persist in such habit. Moreover, he may commence doing so openly. This open act may encourage others to follow suit. The objective of Amr bil Ma'ruf, promoting others and performing good sins, and Nahi anil Munkar, forbidding undesirable deeds, is thus defeated. Instead, this will facilitate the opposite. It's easy to see that committing one sin, namely ghibah, would result in other sins as well. In short, ghibah, or backbiting, is the factor for breeding of other sins and evils. So far, we've seen what is mentioned in the Holy Quran, the word of Allah, revealed to His last messenger and the sayings of the Prophet himself regarding backbiting. Now we quote the first Imam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, on this subject. Verily, those who are infallible are well protected against sins. They are worthy of taking pity on the sinful persons. The thanksgiving of these persons is the virtuous conduct and the abstention from making mention of sinful persons, such being the sense of moral values. What is binding upon a slanderer who backbites his fellow brothers and admonishes him for his sins? He himself, being a sinful person, must avoid from slandering others. From the above exhortation, it can be deduced as follows. Backbiting is a major sin. It can be avoided provided a person expresses gratefulness for the sins he had been able to avoid. Backbiting is a sin itself, speaking ill about a person, especially when the defect is inherent in the first person himself, makes it a multiple sin. Even from the spiritual point of view, this is highly unethical. Even if the backbiter is free of the defects he mentioned about the third person, he would have committed some other sin. It was said that to err is human. Hence, instead of backbiting, it's more appropriate for the person to repent. Backbiting another person is the worst for him to do. Maybe the sin of the other person is already forgiven by Allah, while the sins of the backbiter are not. Seeking pardon for one's sins is thus the best for him to do. The Imam has rightfully asked his followers, who have the ability to avoid sins, to be grateful when he sees others end up committing those sins. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, "The person who speaks about the flaws of a mu'min which he has personally seen and heard will be grouped with those about whom Allah has said, 'Surely, as for those who love that scandal should circulate respecting those who believe, they shall have a grievous chastisement in this world and the hereafter, and Allah knows, while you do not know.'" Here a point is worth considering. The Quran has graded backbiting as the sin of greatest magnitude, similar to eating the flesh of one's dead brother. The book continues to explain about this part, which is about eating the flesh of a dead brother. I hope you get an idea of this book. It is a short book, but it's very comprehensive and it goes into some interesting details. If you missed today's program, you don't have to worry. We introduced the book Backbiting by Pir Muhammad Ibrahim Trust, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. Also, you can download an archive of this program or our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Till next week and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Al-Nazim.